This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There's some new insight from the government into the evolving ways we use mobile phones. The new phone data is from, of all places, the Centers for Disease Control. And there are some other surprises, as Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports.
The CDC's number-crunching arm finds that more than 40% of homes are mobile phone only. That number has been growing around 4 or 5% over the years. Stephen Blumberg is lead author of the CDC report, which found an interesting change.
In the past year, that rate of increase has slowed. The increase was only 2.8 percentage points.
Nobody's predicting a landline renaissance. Wireless analyst Weston Hendrick thinks cord-cutting will march on, but probably not as fast as it had been going.
We've picked off all the low-hanging fruit, if you will. So I think a large percentage of the people that wanted to cut the cord probably already have.
Many homes need a landline because of poor cell phone reception. Others have home phones bundled with their cable and internet package. Even mobile phone analysts still have landlines. Along with his 15 mobile phones, Hendrick still has one because it's linked to his home security system. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.